And we are back. This is probably the last of the Cuckoo Land theories. So if you love that, unlucky, because I don't know when it's going to happen again. We're going back to the wisdom after this. And if you hate it, well, you just have to deal with a whole month of, you know, these podcasts of that. So unlucky again. But, you know, sometimes you gotta just have different subjects, I guess. But hello, all, this is George Wisdom, and today we're going to be talking about the truth of freaking religion. Now, this is probably going to tell everyone, so just leave. If you have any strong religious thought, just leave right now. Because, you know, it's just, you're not going to like it. You already know it. I already know it. So just leave now. When I receive the freaking neural mail 50 years from now, I'm just going to ignore it. I'm going to tell my AI other quarter brain to be like, you know, just ignore the messages that have to do with this podcast, because, you know, I already warned them. But the thing is, because it's a neural net, whatever, you know, it would already know that. So I wouldn't even notice it. It would just know from the fact that I said it now that I wouldn't want to even read those messages. So unlucky, but still. Now, what do you mean that you're going to, I don't even remember what I said, but I said something about, you know, religion, whatever. So how am I going to show that all religion is a bait? Well, let me just tell you. Before Christianity, or Judaism, I should say, many religions, I would say most religions, I don't know, I'm not a religious expert, but when I think of many religions, many of them were polytheistic. They weren't monotheistic, they were polytheistic. Now, they had tiers of gods, like there were gods that were more important than others, or had, you know, certain control over others, but they were multiple gods. Now, let me ask you, why did they have multiple gods? You're like, I don't know. Just made sense, I guess. It made sense. Multiple people, multiple gods. But then what changed? Like, why did Judaism win after, like, how many periods of multiple gods and da 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 da? All of a sudden, you know, it just disappeared. It just completely disappeared. Well, it didn't really disappear. It's not like people agreed, like, oh, actually, you know what? Our gods don't exist. This one does. It's more like all of a sudden, just freaking armies just came over, burned the books, burned the villages. They're like, if you don't follow our religion, you're freaking dead. And they're like, no, screw you. They cut their heads off. You're like, okay, anyone else? And you're like, oh, sorry, man. Yeah, God is great. You know, crap like that. So it's not like everything just suddenly shifted. It was like a complete, just a wave of freaking, just forcing upon religion. And then you even see that, like, they still do it. Like, they're still like these, I forgot what they're called, but, you know, when someone will go to another country to spread the religion, because, you know, I guess it's part of their rules that you have to, you know, convert people. But it makes me think, why is conversion so important to certain religions? Like, should it matter that other people have certain other, like, I guess, beliefs? But why is it so important that other people completely follow what yours is? It got me thinking. So, you know, I'm going to bookmark that thought right there and then go back to something else. So, about the polytheism. So, there are multiple gods, you know, multiple gods always having little fights. Even in other religions, you know, they're always fighting each other. And, you know, you could pray to one god or you could pray to another, depending on what type of things you wanted. Like, let's just say, you know, I really wanted to do well in my hunting, because, you know, I'm hunting for food, I'm hunting for money or whatever. I would pray to the huntress of whatever. Or let's say I live in the desert, you know, I something, I pray to the Scorpio god or whatever. Or, you know, there are gods for different type of things. You know, you always pray to the main god. You, like, depending on your area, you know, this other god might be more important. Even though they're not the main god, you know, this other god might be more important. And you pray to them for good luck or good fortune or whatever, depending on your thing. Like, you're not going to pray to freaking, let's just say, you're not going to pray to Zeus when you're just trying to get to kill the rabbit. You're like, you know, this is way below his pay grade, I guess. You're going to pray to the huntress one or whatever. And it's the same with every other religion. Same with Egyptian, same with, I don't know really that many. I know there are other countries that are like polytheistic religions. Like, there are a bunch in Africa. There are a bunch in, of course, South America and stuff. And they kind of did the same thing. But the thing, so there are multiple gods and there are multiple, like, ways to pray to different gods. And, you know, praying to one god will give you fortune from that particular god. And blah, 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 so on, so on, so on. And, you know, the gods would fight all the time, you know, fighting between each other, rather they're mad or whatever, they would fight. You would hear stories about it. But then it got me thinking, what if, I'm not sure, I'm not like an expert of polytheistic religion. This is just theories. But what if the reason to pray to a god is because it gives them, you know, it might give them a little bit of strength. Let's just say the praying is, you know, there is how they get their strength. You know, when you sacrifice or whatever to the gods or what these serve for you, they receive, you know, power. They receive more power because, you know, you're praying to them and they're feeling good. And that's why maybe in some other like cultures, you know, when someone dies, you know, it's good to remember them or have a some type of form of memory for them because it kind of keeps them alive. It keeps them through the afterlife or something, something. So this whole kind of praying or whatever to something kind of gives them energy in a way. So what if some other god? Okay, this is when I get to the whole, you know, so I'm going to tell you guys to leave. This is just a theory. I'm not going to say it's true, but if it is true, you know where you heard it first. But if it's not, you know, I doubt a god would care. So don't get all offended for the god. I doubt the god would care. I have yet to get smited. So I'm sure, you know, if I'm right or wrong, it doesn't really matter. But what if one god was like, you know, I'm tired of these other douchebags taking all the action. I'm tired of it. I want to be the main dog. Screw this other whoever, this other guy who's going to all these other cultures and, you know, he's the main god for everyone. I want to be the main god. So what if he got all these other people to pray towards him, got him some energy, you know? He got some energy. He's like, yeah, I'm a big man now. Yeah, I'm liking this. I'm liking this a lot. So you know what? Oh, you really, you know what? My people, I want you guys to clear them all out. Clear them out. Clear them out now. And you clear them out, then I got some reward for you. So just do what I say. Come on. Just do it. So they're like, okay, yeah. You know, he got us through. Throughout, you know, he made us get out of the whole slave trade. So, you know, I'm feeling him. You know, this is our guy. And he's the only one. So, blah, 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 blah. Move on. They're able to convert a big nation. They're like, oh, dang. Now the freaking Romans are part of us. And now that guy's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling it now. I'm feeling it. I kill them all. Oh, if they don't follow me, screw them. Kill them all. Burn down the books. We don't want any of all these other gods to do what I did. No, my terms. I'm the main dog. You know, write those Ten Commandments. What does it say? Yeah, there are other. You know, don't pray anyone higher than me. Like there, you can pray some people lower than me, but don't pray them higher than me. I'm the highest. Make sure that no one below or under. Don't give them false idols. I don't want people praying to them. You pray to me. Pray to me. So they're like, okay, yeah. And they, you know, they kill off everyone, burn down the books. So now these other gods, they're losing their energy. They're like, oh, crap. No one's praying to us anymore. We're losing that steady income, that passive income of power. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's coming. Hola. He's coming. So now freaking whatever that new god, who knows which of the gods, he's like, screw you guys. You stay down. Stay down. And, you know, they kill off more and more religions, and they got to convert more people because the more people who convert and pray towards this god, you know, with the whole theory, he gets stronger and stronger and stronger, or she gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So that's why the pushing on the conversion thing. You got to convert everyone. You want 100% of the power. You don't want to risk that there are a couple odd ones out who pray to something else, and then there's a chance that person becomes big and, you know, topples the new guy. And, you know, that's my theory, because I'm like, it kind of makes sense. Because it doesn't make sense that there would be all these polytheistic religions who kind of similar in their way. You know, there's always, you know, certain similarities with the polytheism. And then all of a sudden, things shift into just monotheism. And then they got to convert everyone too. Not only is it monotheism, they got to convert everyone. I don't know if freaking because I'm pretty sure, like, say, when the Greeks, you know, took over freaking Egypt or whatever, they're kind of cool. Like, they weren't like fully cool with them having another religion, but they're like, okay, whatever. You guys are polytheistic too. We're just going to say that your gods are basically our gods, but, you know, we're still going to put our gods in other places. But, you know, I guess you guys can pray to your whatever useless crap because we're the main dogs now. But still, this one though, it's like, no, You guys cannot pray to anything. You better pray to our God and nothing else, or you're dead. So you got a choice. You pray to our God, or you're dead. You follow our rules, or you're dead. And we're going to burn down your books. No. There's no history around us. Only history is us. It just does. It just seems a little weird.
So that's why I'm in that theory of, you know, what if there? Because it does say in the Ten Commandments. I noticed that. I don't know if anyone else noticed it. Or maybe they choose not to notice it. But it said in those Ten Commandments, which it seemed like there was some type of, like, I don't know. But it said, I'm pretty sure it's the second commandment. It was like, basically, I thought it said something. I mean, you're on the internet right now if you're listening to me. So you can look it up, too, to make sure I'm saying this completely right. But it said, I am the highest you can pray to. Pray to no one higher than me, basically. It didn't say pray only to me. It said to pray. Basically, it said only pray to me as the highest. You could pray to other things lowest. Like you could pray to like the water bottle over there, but just make sure you're not praying to him at the same type of echelon as, you know, the main dog. No one higher. He is the highest, or it, or she, or they, whatever. It's the highest. So I'm like, huh? You could pray to other things, just not pray higher than him. Interesting. You sound a little polytheistic to me. And, you know, it does also admit that there are things above and below. Above and below. It doesn't say angels. It just said, don't pray to any. I think it said, don't make false idols of anything above the earth or below the earth or whatever. Interesting. But that's about it. That's my theory of religion of the. What should this be called? I don't want to call it, you know, like some freaking my name. That's pretty. Whatever. I'm calling Jabari Antony or something. Screw you guys. Yeah, I'm taking this. This is my name. So then you guys pray to me and I become a god. Think about that. Because, yeah, it still follows that rule. The more you pray. Wait, just made me think about it. Because what if, same with certain famous people, you know how these people want what is the word? They want not a dynasty, but they want not a lineage, but basically, you know, right before someone who's famous dies, they want like some type of thing so they can be remembered by, like, rather that's like a hospital named after them or, you know, some type of statue or whatever, some type of monument. They want something left down to be remembered by. Even though when you're dead, technically, you know, nothing really matters. But, you know, everyone has that natural, like, kind of wanting something left by to be remembered by, to, you know, quote, be prayed by, you know, after they're dead. And what if that's that same thing when you get prayed to, no matter what? You could be anything, but once you get prayed to on a repetitive basis, you gain that power in the afterlife. Same, let's just say, what if the whole founding fathers, that's why they have all these monuments. Say the Washington Monument is just this big freaking thing. There's no, you cannot forget it, you know? That's like God tier status for the U.S. You know, all this stuff with Washington is like he almost became a god because everyone, you know, you can't get away from it. You can't get away. You can't get away with thinking about it. Same with Jefferson. Can't get away from it. So you heard it from your first. If you want to test this out, rather that's true or not, you can test it out on a living being. You can test it out on me. So, you know, you just keep praying towards me and I'll let you know. If you see me, you know, just suddenly have, you know, start flying or having like immense power out of nowhere, you know, it started working. But of course, you got to start getting other people to pray along. So you got to, you know, you got to keep that perpetual motion machine, you know, so, you know, test it out. Test it out. And if I start, you know, flying and, you know, start laying down the law, you know what happened. And you know how you messed up, because that means what I was saying was true. And I got absorbed by the power. And now you're probably a freaking, I don't know what gods usually do, but maybe some, you know, did some floods, killed some people, made some new commandments, made a new book, the book, I will call it, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, there it is. I'm pretty sure it works with everything. You heard it here first. I mean, it definitely works with Egyptian mythology because the pharaoh was the god, even though he was a human, but he was a god because people prayed to, the pharaoh. Same with, what's his name? Mesopotamian? Or is it Mesopotamian? I don't know. Maybe he wasn't Mesopotamian, but they love to say it was Mesopotamian. Whoever that god was, or he was a king at first. King Gilgamesh? Is it Gilgamesh? I think it is. The Epic of Gilgamesh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he was a normal person who later on became a god. Now think about that. He later on became a god because after he died, people carried on that mess that, you know, that, you know, they prayed or whatever stuff to him. And he later became a god. Think about that. Think about it. Heard here first. Jabbar Anthony or something. I'll work on that. I'll work on the religion. Hey, maybe this all ties in with the cult. Maybe I have my new cult religion so I can do the work up to, you know, ruling the world. So you heard here first. 70 years from now, if I'm ruling the world, you know, literally everything I ever said was true, which makes Jabari's wisdom even that much more of a worth of listening. So, you know, make sure you listen to the rest of them because, you know, maybe you can follow my footsteps and then dethrone me from being, you know, the top god. And then, you know, the history just repeats itself. And then what, like 70,000 years from now? Well, it wouldn't even be 70,000 years from now. Freaking 6,000 years from now, people are doing a new religion. And I'm the dude who's, you know, crying in the afterlife being like, dang, I missed the old days when I was God. And then I look at, you know, the God before me. I'm like, screw you. You're a douchebag. And then, you know, we start fighting, you know, thunder, lightning. The people down on earth are like, Jesus, that was crazy. Whoa, the gods are fighting above us. And then they start praying us. And then, you know, we become a dual team. And, you know, ironically, things start going even worse because, you know, now we're fighting to be, you know, the main dog of the dual team. And then someone else takes advantage of the hellfire and, you know, becomes the main dog and then, you know, brings us down to where he was. And, you know, it's just a repeated pattern until the end of time. So heard it here first. If you have any questions, just pray to me and I'll answer back promptly. Or you could just leave a message and I'll get to you at the earliest convenience. And when I do, I'll make sure that you are rewarded for your prey. And yeah, that's the end. Don't kill me. This was a parody of truth. So